honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Today, just watching my. Oh yeah, definitely. It's definitely raining. I got my boots good and muddy today.
Oh my lord.
Girl, what about on y'all end?
Girl, I overslept this morning. It was raining so cold black.
It was raining cold black.
Girl, listen. I was in that bed. Jane had got up. He went to dialysis, right? At 6-something this morning. I said, I'm going to go back to sleep. I'm going to give me a couple of hours. Then I'm going to get up. I'm going to go to the office, right?
Yeah.
When I woke up, it was 9 o'clock. I somebody was pouring down rain. I said, boy, this right here. Yeah, no. Is it cooling off down there?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think it was 65 degrees this morning.
Oh, my God, I need to visit.
Yeah.
It was hot. It was hot out here Saturday. So,
it was actually pretty good here Saturday.
What?
Yeah, Houston weather is crazy. But the one thing you can depend on is the rain.
Oh, yeah, you can depend on Houston filling up with water. You can depend on that.
Yeah, you can depend on that.
Now, I'm going to throw this at you because last week's show was very good talking about finances. Right?
Yeah.
A good show. Marcel Casanova came on the air with us and helped us understand how our credit could work for us. Okay?
If
you didn't have time to tune into that show last week, you go ahead and click on it in the archive and check that show out. Now, I want to get into a little bit of a topic, right?
A little bit of a topic.
I was watching Kelly Clarkson's show, right? And she was telling everybody that she was going through a divorce, right? And she said she needed to be gorgeous for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into another show, and they was talking about Cardi B and Offset getting a divorce or whatever. Now, Cardi B got back with Offset, and she knew that Offset had set it off somewhere else, right? Now she don't want to be with Offset no more. My question is, which, I can weigh in on it. How many times you go back? Be through with something, I'm going to tell you something. I went back into some situations. Jesus, be a fence around me every day. And let me tell you, it don't get better. It get worse. There's a lot of young ladies out there right now. People keep breaking up with you. You keep breaking up with them, and you keep getting back with them. Let me help you with something. You got to always, don't be thinking about the good times. Think about what you broke up for. I always tell people, there's a reason why an ex is an ex. It's a reason. Okay? Now, if you keep that reason on the forefront of your cerebral cortex, you will always
not the cerebral cortex.
Yes. Right there on the donut's maximus. If you keep it right there at the forefront of your mind, you won't fall for that foolish. I was young. Let me tell y'all something. I was young, and I kept hopscotching and hip-hopping back into this relationship with this bozo. And let me tell y'all something. When a bozo show you they a bozo, that's what they are. They a bozo. Well, I don't care if they show up in new clothes. They just a bozo in new clothes.
In new clothes.
In new clothes. Show up in a new car, he's a bozo in a new car. See, I'll tell you what happened. They show up in new cars and new clothes and with college degrees all of a sudden to try to get you to think that you missed something. But let me help you with something. If that bozo didn't turn into a prince when you kissed them, you understand me, all they were a prince when you met them, ain't no way you can fix that. Or them getting back with you all of a sudden. That they ain't gonna be no bozo no more. They gonna still be a bozo. For real.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. That
see,
much is true.
Cardi B found that out. Cardi B, she wanna get back with him for the babies and all that kind of carrying on. Then she would make a, a PSA and all this kind of stuff, public service announcement that she getting back with her baby dad and all this kind of carrying on and everything else. She want a video that she done gave him a big old stack of money, because what do you give a person that got everything? I mean, her whole relationship just out there on the ground. And then she found out that he's still a bozo. So now you done gave this bozo. I'm just saying. I'm saying, well, Cardi B, go girl, go. I'm saying, child, please. Cardi B, with all these raps that you make, you ought to be so smart enough to know. You understand me? That he was a bozo. You should know that.
I can understand what you're saying. I do. I think we've all gone through that bozo stage at least once.
At least once. Some of us twice. I think I hit that. Was it right? I don't know. I got a record. My dad told me, he said, you're going to be.
What can I say?
Listen. My dad told me, he said, you're going to be like Elizabeth Taylor. That's another thing. You got to be careful what you tell your children. So they're trying to live up to your expectations.
Oh, my God.
That's right. And once I realized I didn't have to live up to that, I sobered up.
I'm not.
Because you're a church bozo, too. Get rid of a bozo just for these young ladies. I'm trying to help. Just for these young ladies. When you get out the relationship with a bozo, you're going to attract another bozo. I'm not saying you're going to get with them, because it's up to you what you do. But another bozo gonna come. He gonna show up. Cause that's how it works. A bozo show up.
Yep.
Another bozo show up just to see if you gonna fall for it. That's why you gotta get that bozo. You gotta get that bozo repellent. Bozo repellent is common sense. It's called common sense. That's bozo repellent. And I heard some wise person say, common sense ain't that common for some folks. For real. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've heard that saying too.
Girl, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the bozo. I just wanted to drop a nugget on the bozoism. So that if anybody out there is dealing with a
bozo can be male or female. There's no bashing of the men up in here. It is what it is. It's just the men and female bozos is male.
Yeah, see, that's what we gotta understand. Bozo is it comes without a gender, Bozo, see, y'all want, it's folks listening saying, she's not talking about, yes, I am. I'm talking about, you in a relationship, I don't care, being male or female, male and male, female and female, you understand me? Bozo is bozo, okay? Bozo is bozo. Because some bozos, they just pick it up. It's in their bloodline to be bozos. Because the bozo ran through the bloodline. It's a generational thing. And they saw one bozo got another bozo. You understand me? You show up at the house thinking you can talk to the bozo's parents. The bozo's parents get to talking outside of their neck. You realize that this is a whole infestation of bozoism. And then what you going to do? What you gonna? You feel crazy because you didn't even see that they was bozos. You didn't even know.
Oh my God.
All of a sudden, you walk up in the house. What?
An infestation of bozoism.
Yeah. Look, you walk up in the house, you thinking because you got a relationship with the mama, you're going to tell the mama what the bozo is doing, right? And the mama,
right.
she unzipped her whole face and outfit, stepped out of the bozo suit. I mean, her little camouflage, steps out of it, and boom, she's a bozo too. And the next thing you know, you sitting there looking. And then you don't understand. It's like an Alfred Hitchcock type thing. Situation.
Oh.
Like one of the horror movies. And you standing there, and you just want somebody to understand where you coming from. So the daddy walk in, he come in, he get off work. Now you finna tell the daddy, listen, your bozo of a bozo, I tried to tell your wife, the bozo, Miss Bozo, what went down. Then here he come. He unzipped his camouflage, and here comes, he steps out of, he's the biggest bozo. He comes out, baby, well, didn't you know that's who they was when you know, bozo, bozo, bozo. So the best thing to do when you discover that you have attached yourself to a bozo, you ever watch Forrest Gump? When they say, run, Forrest, run. That's what you do. You don't sit around and wait for some, you know, for somebody to jump out the closet and say, you know, that you have been, what is that old show used to come on and say, we have, I don't know, they played some cruel prank on you. No, that's for real.
Oh.
That's mm-hmm. Punk.
Yeah.
That's what it was. You waiting on people to jump out the closet and all that.
Yeah.
No, he's a bozo.
Yeah,
she's a bozo.
The bozo
is. They bozo.
Real.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
It is real.
The person you're in, and I guess we're on a relationship today. The person that you're in a relationship with, you understand me? The thing you in your head saying, this can't be really happening. I was in the house with this person. I was at the store with this person. I was shopping with this person. We watched movies together. We cried together. I how could this person be such a bozo? But you got to understand something. A person could only hide bozoism for a moment. You understand me? 3 months. I always tell people 3 days or 3 months. And you know if you're dealing with a bozo. Now it's up to you to make a decision.
Yeah.
From that point, you made it. If you continue on with them, it's on you. Because you made a decision with them. The bozo I was with, I don't even blame nobody for that. I don't. Because I walked in a house full of bozos. Bozos rolling on the floor. Bozos walking through the kitchen. Bozos coming out the bathroom. I mean, just a three-ring circus up in there, you know, listen, now that I look back, it could have came out the closet and said they all float. You know, anything could have happened in that three-ring circus. But, because in my head, I was thinking that we were more to each other than what I was seeing in this house, Sammy.
Yeah.
I've been there for a long period of time because in my head I'm thinking, oh, I can change it. Oh, I can love this person to life. Quit. If you hear somebody tell you that you have loved them to life, get rid of them. That's a bozo. Get rid of them. You can't love people to life. They need to...
They got to love themselves to life.
Yes, if you don't love yourself enough,
wait a minute.
Cannot,
let me tell you,
girl.
And if somebody shows you that they're a bozo, believe them.
Believe them.
If they tell you they're a bozo, believe them.
Sam, and tell them thank you. Say, you know what?
Yeah.
Listen, I told somebody one time, they was like, it was like, well, you know what? I don't agree with this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. You know what I told them? When they decided they didn't want to deal with me anymore, and I didn't want to deal with them anymore, I was like, thank you. Yeah, and this is why I said thank you. Plus, you ain't going to waste my time, and I ain't going to waste your time.
Yep.
There's somebody for everything.
Yeah.
Now that clown, that bozo, is another clown bozo for them. It's somebody. God is, listen, God got somebody for them. He got somebody for them. Listen.
It's somebody for everybody.
It's somebody for everybody. And you got to understand that you
ain't
for
me.
Everybody. Come on. You ain't for everybody. But we get on in there. We get on the three ring circus. We try to walk a tight rope. You understand me? We swing on the swing. We have moon swing. We be up. We be down. We be locked in closets and you're stuck at home, can't be around your family, all kinds of stuff. We deal with them bozos, but let me try to tell you something. Tell you something about it. The best thing to do is turn your feelings off. You got to turn them off. You got to stop listening to your feelings. Your feelings are liars. You understand me?
Listen,
your feelings tell you,
listen
I'll tell you this. Your feelings,
listen to that cerebral cortex.
Yeah, don't be listening to it.
Listen to your mind.
Because it'll tell you, listen, that person don't want you, told you to your face they don't want you. They didn't reveal the bozoism. And the first thing you do is think, well, maybe if I go buy them something. This is your emotion. See, your emotions and feelings are the biggest liars in the world. Maybe you ought to just go over there and just knock on their door every day so they can see just how serious you are about being with them. No, they're going to call them loud. You know what I'm saying? They're going to call them loud. They're going to get a restraining order. And they're going to ruin your credit. That's how it is. Bozo is, you know. But we, you know, when we get dealing with them emotions say, go and bust the windows out their car. Go and cut their ties. Go and beat up the person they went down. And you just totally overlook that main part, which is the person that they're with now. They're not with you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They chose to be somebody else. And you didn't allow bozoism to seep over and drip on you. Now you got a hint of bozoism.
Yeah.
And you got to get it out of your system.
Wait a minute. You got a hint of bozoism and a record.
And a record. And bad credit. And bad credit now. Just.
Oh, boy.
People know. And that's why I tell people, when you break up with a bozo, you don't need to be on the phone with them. You don't need to be texting them. You don't even need to be reading their text messages. Because once you read the text message, you're going to remember that y'all watched a movie together. You're going to wonder what they were. Listen, you remember that song, Zam, to say? They say, every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching
you. I'll be watching
you. And people
be
chanting.
Uh-huh.
That dude was a stalker. He was a bozo.
And now with social media, you know, it's just crazy.
Ain't it?
It is crazy.
Man. I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. This is going to make y'all laugh. I'm going to tell y'all a funny story. So, I was in my house the other day. Okay, I was minding my own business. You know, I ate me a big old bowl of Honey Smacks, but the generic, the Malto, you know, the big bag of, the low budget.
Yeah.
So, I mean, cereal was good. All of a sudden, my phone rang, right? My phone rang. I'm like, you know, with my Facebook phone. Let me say that so y'all get a better understanding of what's happening here. You know, your Facebook phone rings, you have to be cautious of answering it, right? You have to look at the call ID. This time, I was so busy being happy after I ate my cereal till I wasn't paying attention. And I just picked up the phone, and I just clicked hello, right? You know, click the little accept button. Girl, let me see. That video came on. This man was standing there with everything hanging out, just swanking. I told myself, I said, I looked at the phone. I said, I hung up, right? Because this is the first thing came up in my mind. Because all of my computers, everything, my messages come to my phone, come to my computer, come to my tablet. Damage control. Still to this moment. don't know this person, but the person just all of a sudden called me. So I say, okay, Denise, kill the visual. Ask God get that the visual out of my mind. But at the same time, I'm sharing this story with y'all because we have to understand that there are bozos in the world. But there are bozos that are bozos for no reason at all. They don't even have a purpose, a reason to be a bozo. They just, boom, I'm a bozo. Boom, I'm going to just, you know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, you got a Facebook call with a man dancing the hoochie coochie dance on your phone. All I'm saying, bozoism is everywhere, and you have to be caught. You have to be careful about it. And like you say, with this internet, Facebook, Twitter, everything, people just got access to you. You remember we had phones that was on the wall. Remember that phone that was mounted in the wall on the wall at Mr. House?
Yeah, that 10-foot line that you had to sit down on the floor. Yeah, they don't understand. It was on the pins back then.
Did she have one in the kitchen?
I think she had one in the kitchen.
But that one in her room went slow. Like,
yeah.
Man, could you imagine what would happen if we had to get your old school phones?
Yeah, you get these kids a rotary phone now and they pass out. They be trying to figure out how to use it.
Man, a rotary phone where they got to sit there and wait till that thing go. You got to dial it, make that circle. You got to wait for that circle to go all the way back around before you can dial the next number. Boy, they lose it.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And you can't text nobody.
If you go back far enough, you'll have a party line. You pick up the phone and hear what the neighbors up the street and around the corner going on the phone. Then they stay on there too long. You have to get on there. Hey, I need to use the phone.
Yeah. Wasn't it crazy, like on the old movies where you had to dial the operator and tell the operator who you wanted to call? The operator was hollering everybody's business. Hey, operator. Remember we used to sing that song, Mr. Telephone Man?
Oh, yeah.
I dial my baby's number, I get a click every time.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But you know what? It was some bozos back then, too.
Girl, I can name a bozo. Sarita, that little next door to us in Dallas, was a bozo. Oh, my bad. Hey, if you listen to Sarita, I don't want you to take that person. You might not be a bozo today, but you was a bozo back in the day. You know, you couldn't help it. You could not help that. You could not help that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Bozo.
Bozoism is hereditary. That's why I never fought the kids. My mama always say it ain't your fault, it's your mama's fault. So don't even do it, you know.
Man, so the title of our talk today was bozoism, huh?
Yeah, man, we have to listen. Damn, it's our duty. It's our duty as talk show hosts to inform people of different things that they may not know. You know, it's our duty. Like you told us, you gave some helpful hints. You say if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. So I translate that and let people know. Also show you that they are a bozo. Believe them. And don't hold, and this is what I told people. I say, 20, everybody needs it. If somebody show you how they feel about you or where they are with you, stay right there. Don't go above it and don't go beneath it. Meet them right there where they are. In other words, if he a bozo, don't be talking to him like he a king. I hate people to just call anybody a king. Oh, he's a king. Oh, he's a black king. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. There's some criteria to that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's black, so he a king. No, there's some criteria for a king being a king. He got to take care of his kids. You understand me? Like these men, girl, I was in this conversation with somebody about these all the black men need to do another march on Washington and all this. Let me tell you something. I'm not male bashing, because like me and Zam said, it is bozos in the female form as well. But I don't believe that you should be in the Million Man March if you ain't a man. And I ain't talking about gender. I'm talking about if you ain't doing what you're supposed to. You can't even march down the street and take care of your kid, but you about to put on a black suit and march to Washington. I don't want you marching. That's not the correct representation of what we're trying to do here.
That is correct.
It's a qualified king. Somebody got mad at me, but I said, listen, let me tell you something. I lived it. And it's just some folks that ain't worth that type of respect. You got kids scattered everywhere. You won't take care of them. You done made babies and families here and everywhere. And then you want to stand up and talk about, I'm a king. Somebody need to call you a king. I ain't calling you nothing but a bozo. You a bozo.
A clown.
You a bozo. A clown.
Not a king, but a clown.
And I didn't say bozo, big clown. I said you a bozo and a clown. That's like a twofold thing right there. Twofold. You understand me? That's going and coming. Going and coming. You understand me? I think we had a good discussion on it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. I mean, I was riding the bus now. Let me tell you another action of a bozo. This is how you know a bozo. I was riding on the bus, right, with my bozo at the time. Bozo, I did. I was in ownership of a bozo. So, riding on the bus with the bozo. So, bozo had got his paycheck, right? So, me and the kids sitting there next to the bozo. We on the bus. We sitting there next to the bozo. I'm thinking, I'm making plans for the, we're going to get mops, brooms. We're going to get some stuff for this house. You know what I'm saying? I'm in whole mode of take care of the house because he got his check. You understand me? Because I wasn't raised by a bozo. I was raised by a king, so I understood when the check come in, you got to take care of the house. Okay?
Yeah.
This bozo say, y'all going to go to the house. I'm going to ride on down the street. I got to go to the store and get some. He comes back with the new Jordans. Just tell you how both those work. You know what I'm saying, man?
Okay.
Now, it'd be different if he could handle the business of the house and still afford his Jordans. But no. He's checked. The first thing that came to his mind is, now I can afford the Jordans. Not now I can afford my family. You get what I'm saying? That's both.
Wow.
That's bozoism. Okay? Bozoism? This is bozo. We're going to call this show Bozoism 101. All right. Another hint that you're dealing with a bozo. I'm trying to help somebody. I always believe in showing people the wall before they hit it. Okay? Hey, it's a wall over there. Don't go that way. It's a dead end. Don't go that way. That's a bozo. Don't go that way. Okay. Bozo is. All right. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you with somebody and they put everything in life before you, that's a bozo. You let the bozo go. Let him go. Let him move on.
Yep.
It's so. If the bozo got phone call in your house, and got the opposite sex or somebody calling your house, because you know bozos are girls too. Well, I was dealing with male bozos. And a woman called my house. Let me tell you, I just want to help somebody. Woman called my house and say, "May I speak to bozo?" And I said, "Who is this?" "Oh, this is his girlfriend." I said, "Bozo got a girlfriend?" "Yeah, oh, you must be his sister. He say that he lived with his sister and her four kids." But bozo is.
Oh, my God.
Bozoism. Now, let me tell y'all how I got out of that. Bozoism. See, this is where family comes in handy. You got to understand. When family gets you something, don't you go back into the bozoism, because that means they ain't going to be there to help you get out the next time. It's like the boy who cried wolf. It's like when you cry bozo. When you cry bozo, the family going to show up the first two times. That third time, you're on your own. Got to figure out how to get out. Figure the thing out yourself. Okay, but this time I called on my family came over. My mama sat in the living room and prayed and sung old Negro spirituals. The bozo showed up from work and all his stuff was on the porch. My brother, he drilled the AC into the window so he couldn't slither in through the hole in the window. You understand me? He said, "I'm hungry. I fixed the bozo a bologna sandwich and gave it, slid the little, you know that little thing on the side of the AC, slid it to the side and handed him the sandwich like he was at the drive-thru."
That's bozo treatment, man.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do things. It's a certain way you got to handle bozos. See, when a bozo come to your door and tell you they hungry, they really want you to let them in. Because once you let a bozo in, it's hard to get them out of the house. You understand me? It's like a stain, you know, like a grape juice stain. You can't just, you know what I'm saying? Somebody put it under cold water. It ain't the same. It ain't the same. You can't put that under cold water. You got to go through some treatment to get that out. And so the bozo gave him a little sandwich and everything, and he made his affirmations and all the things that. And my brother was there. My brother just got, as he talked loud, my brother just got a little closer to him and a little closer to him with that drill he had. You understand me? My mama, she got louder with the Negro spirituals and everything. You understand me? Eventually, the bozo picked up all his stuff and took it to the bus stop and got on the bus. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful thing when you get rid of a bozo. But that ain't the biggest challenge. Yeah. The biggest challenge is the next day. The next day when you wake up to phantom bozo syndrome. Okay?
Yeah.
What is phantom bozo syndrome? That's when you are used to the bozo being in the house. And you wake up the next day and you long for the presence of the bozo. I don't want you to fall for that. That is not real. That's not real.
I hope everybody listening is taking notes, because
I'm trying to say,
y'all got
to
catch some phrases.
You got to. Listen, it is phantom bozo syndrome. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
You wake
PBS.
You wake up, and you that void. That space that they used to take up. I'm telling you, it's a powerful thing if you don't recognize it. You know, acknowledge it when you see it. You be like, "Oh man, that's the syndrome right there. That's the phantom bozo syndrome. That's it." And the next thing you know, you're able to say, "No, I don't miss it like that." You get what I'm saying? Then you'll go take out the trash. You remember that the bozo took the trash out, and you didn't have to. Then the next thing you know, syndrome starts popping up on you. Where if you call him, you ain't got to. Trash. Then the next thing you know, if you ain't careful, you'll call bozo and say, "Hey, I sure missed you used to take trash out." And then you done forgot completely that his girlfriend just called you and called you his sister. I didn't help. Bozo is.
Yes, ma'am. And the way it's being said is in a funny way, but it is also true. Also,
it is.
You get to missing certain things, or you get to remembering what it was like, and then before you know it, they'll slide a text in, and most of the time you won't answer. But that one time when you're thinking about them taking out their trash and you not having to, that was sweet of that bozo. Let me go on and respond to this text.
Yeah.
And then there you go.
Then there you go.
There you go.
There you go. Back in that mess, you know. But, you know, somebody told me, say, you can't tell everybody everything going on in your relationship. But I used to tell my mama everything. She'd tell you. My mama would tell everybody everything I told, but I don't care. Because I was like this. If I tell my mama everything, when I need to get out of this situation, when I call her and it sounds like I'm going to go back, she's going to remind me of every little evil thing that the bozo did. She's going to say, now, why would you go do that? And the bozo did this. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She'd rather let you know that what you're about to do is stupid so that you won't end up being stupid.
Man. Yeah.
I love my mama something else. She say, I ain't calling you stupid. I'm just saying what you did was stupid. I said, it's called.
That's Sister Cook.
And she got the phrase that pays, baby. Ooh, Sister Cook is something.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
I'm telling you, when Sister Cook dropped that on me, she told Darion, it was something Darion did. She say, I ain't mad at you, it ain't your fault, it's your mama fault. I started checking myself, I said, what did I do? Sister Cook be saying some powerful things. You got to say it like that, powerful. Powerful. Gotta listen, because she be on it.
Right. And sometimes that powerful stuff get under your skin, and you just you keep your thoughts to yourself, and you keep it moving, and you marinate on that bozoism stuff.
Come on.
And by the time you marinate on it and you think about it, you know, you... Oh, well, I guess, she was right.
Hey, and don't get it twisted. We all fall. But what I'm saying is, one day you're gonna fall and break your leg, and you ain't gonna never walk right again. So you don't want to fall too many times. Try not to fall at all, but if you're going to fall sideways. Don't fall forward. Fall sideways. Because you'll damage something like that. You'll damage something. You ain't going to be able to walk anymore. You ain't going to be able to deal. Everybody will be talking to you. You're going to hear it a certain way. And that ain't what they said. And then you're going to be crazy as a road lizard. Stop it. Bozoism, I'm telling you, it will seep and it will drip on you and get you talking and acting like a bozo. I ain't saying like Sister Cook say, I'm not saying you a bozo. I'm just saying you'll be acting like a bozo. That's all I'm saying. That's my take. Okay. I just want to help somebody with relationship tape because what?
Janice, I'm so even. I got a headache. Oh, I have laughed so much. But it is true. You got to put it where people can get it.
Yeah.
So they can understand it.
That's right. Because it is very contagious. That's why you have to be careful.
Yeah.
If you don't behave like
you
got to
be careful.
Oh, Lord. Anyway. Let's see, we got a birthday coming up in the family in October. Marcel Casanova's birthday coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it is. It is.
Now we ain't trying to do no drive by birthday parties for him. Now he too old for that.
As for the that's cheering.
Yeah, that's for the kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on Facebook the other day with a whole bottle. I think that morning he was up drinking. I said, Lord Jesus. But we can't give him no drive by.
No, I was trying to read. I don't think I looked to see what that bottle was. But he was asking, was it too early in the morning?
But I'm like this. If you have to ask, you know what I'm saying? Got to be.
Mm.
But he'll be celebrating this day, so we're going to try to do a special show around in October. Got something to do with all of his music. We're going to try to play a song by him and actually get to interview him as an artist. We had him on here talking about money and credit and all that good stuff last week. Now, we got callers on here. If y'all want to say something, y'all can press 1. You can give a shout out, you know, and everything to your loved ones and all that good stuff. And it's
mm-hmm.
all good. All you do is press 1. Oh, if you want to say something about Bozo with them, we are here for you. If you remember the time you came out of Bozo with them and you want to share a little bit of it, do not, the disclaimer is, do not share anybody's name. Okay? See how elegantly I put Bozoism? I could have said a name, and it probably would have helped a couple of young people that are different Bozo today, but I can't, you know. I want to be held in contempt of court, so. Move on.
Oh, boy. Yeah, any of our siblings on today?
I don't see any of them. You know, usually if they're on there, press 1 like that. Maybe they've given the show to us, and I think we do a pretty good job at it.
Oh, yeah.
This week and see what is really the real deal Holyfield is.
Mm-hmm.
For fall. Because I just saw Miss Jessica Faye the other day. And I just talked to Crystal the other day. Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam, I just saw her. What was it? This weekend or the weekend before? It was last
mm-hmm.
weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. So, I'm going to do like I always do. Hey, shout out to all the absentee co-hosts. You know, shout out to you all.
Yeah.
Okay, I did what I
really.
Now you know Thanksgiving is coming up. So, are you doing a baked turkey or a fried turkey?
Probably neither this year, but normally I do. Fried turkey. I haven't baked a turkey in, over 20 years. It's always
Whoa.
Been fried. Yeah.
Fried, yeah. Yeah, James said he's going to fry the turkey. He said he's going to do a baked turkey and a fried turkey, but I think I'm going to just keep him with fried. Because
yeah.
I want to make up a couple, you know, a bunch of stuff. I don't really want no extra.
Yeah.
Now for Christmas, I do non-traditional. I do not want another turkey on Christmas. Some people do that.
Yeah,
turkey
we usually do a turkey for Thanksgiving and a ham for Christmas, preferably with the bone
okay.
in. But then again, we've had Christmases where we had Italian, and then another Christmas where we've had Mexican food. So. You know.
Yeah. Well, this lady gave me a ham one time. Girl, listen.
Mm-hmm.
She put so many garlic cloves in that ham. I said, if you can't cook, stop doing stuff. Stop doing it. Bring the forks and the paper plates. You know,
bring napkins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just
stop
bringing. Just bring the other essentials.
Yeah, bring that, and then get mad because when you leave, I always tell people, if you leave and your whole tray is still full, don't cook next year. Because obviously, don't nobody want to eat that. You know, they being nice. They're not going to tell you, hey, you're not good at this. They're not going to tell you. They just not going to eat it. You know what I'm saying? That one bowl.
Yeah.
When I go on people's kitchen, I always see it. It's a bowl, and it'd be full, and the foil still be on. It's like somebody lifted up the end of the foil and then put it back down, and that'd be it. Don't nobody touch it. It just be sitting there. And then what's so crazy is the person leave the bowl there and then call you and tell you, hey, you finished with my bowl? Like they were just saving your food for later. No, they wasn't. They not going to eat.
You could have took it with you.
You could have took it. You could have took that heavy bowl with you because it's probably heavy. You know, usually them bowls be heavy. The ones that don't nobody, come on, take that with you. Take that with you. I told Sister Cook, I say, that's what people be making the potato salads, them heavy potato salads. You know, you put that spoon in and you can lift the whole bowl up.
Yeah.
Take that with you. You gonna take that with you. Or them people that put onion in the potato.
I made my first banana pudding this weekend. What was it? Saturday?
I know you lying.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about AB like banana pudding? Or are you talking about pudding?
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about the Jell-O banana pudding in a box, put in and add cookies. No, I'm talking about on the stove, AB banana pudding.
Now, how can I get that FedEx? You know, Amazon, you got Prime send stuff like overnight, be there the next day. How can I get it?
I don't know that that's how that works.
But you can't
say
food.
But I'll let you know the next coming to Houston, and I'll let you know before
I'm buying
I come.
I'm buying it.
And I'll bring one. Yeah.
Because people have attempted. And they drop it off, and they say, yeah, people love to bring me food. I made you a banana pudding. I heard you like banana pudding. I made you a banana pudding. When I sit that banana pudding on that table.
There is one kick to mine, though. I don't put bananas in it.
Hey, long as it ain't, let me tell you something. I had all kinds of banana puddings. I set it on the table moved. I ain't eating that banana pudding. I opened up the top of that Tupperware. I opened it up and the bananas are brown. I ain't eating that banana pudding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got you. Then it looked good. Then I tasted it a little bit, and it was a little grainy. I said, now I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
How it's grainy. Something you did was right.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mama used to tell me, she said, Janice, she said, stop bringing that food home. She said, take it. When they give it to you, take it. And then you just roll down the street. And when you find a little dumpster, drop it in there. But don't bring it in your house. I was like, that's so good.
Yeah.
She said, don't you do that.
That is what you do.
Girl, we didn't talk down to 5 minutes. We got 5 minutes left in the show, girl.
What?
Girl, yeah.
My nephew don't have anything that that's safe to play on the show yet.
I'm listening to the last this song he just dropped. I'm going to listen to it again. And by next show, we'll be uploading that one. And I think that All I Know song, he has two that I have deemed safe. But I'm going to send them in your email to you so you can yay or nay it before we play it. That's how we go do it. Yay or nay it before we play it. And then we got Chris. Chris got that song, what is it, Unfaithful. We told her to pack her bags and hit the door. Yeah, you've been unfaithful.
She's a bozo.
Bozo. It's on SoundCloud. So we're gonna be putting that on the switchboard. We got some music. They making me search for it, so it's all good. I'll find it.
Okay.
Chris got some music, some good music. Billy got some more tracks that we'll be putting on the switchboard, and we're looking forward to some more interviews with family members. We're going to be reaching all the way to Austin if we have to. We'll reach out to Dallas. We'll reach, Lord have mercy, we got family everywhere. We just reach out and touch. Somebody's hanging.
Somebody.
Maybe we get somebody to share their testimony of a bozo moment. A bozo encounter. Oh,
bozo
my
encounter.
That was good right there. That was a good one. Can you name a time where you had an encounter with a bozo? Oh, that's deep. That's deep. I'm done. All right, now. Listen, you get final words, whatever, and sign off, and I'm good. I didn't really have a good show today.
Oh, no. I'm glad everybody tuned in tonight, and please beware of the bozo. Have a good rest of your week, and we will see you right back here next Monday at 7 p.m.
Right, that's right. Same bad time, same bad channel. This is Queenie, and I love you all, but I got to go. And don't get caught up in the bozoism. Just like I said on Wakanda, when the mama told him, he said, show them who you are. And listen, the bozo mama, right, is a bozo. The bozo daddy is a bozo. So trust what you see. And run, Forrest, run. All right, we out. All right, love you all, but we got to go.